On Friday, June 21st, the summer solstice, environmental activists, indigenous communities, leaders of faith, and city officials gathered on the banks of the Allegheny River in Pittsburgh to celebrate World Peace and Prayer Day and raise awareness about water issues. About 50 people attended the event, which included Seneca water rituals and a march on the Andy Warhol Bridge. The Allegheny Front's Jack Austin was there.
You want to go ahead and raise the energy. Nibi wabo endayen, aki miskwi nibi wabo, heya heya.
Thank you, my friend. Thank all of you for coming out to this wonderful, beautiful, powerful ceremony.
My name is Brianne Moy, and I am a regional organizer with the Climate Reality Project. First and foremost, I'd say I believe in showing solidarity with lots of different groups and communities who are working in their own ways to, combat the ecological and climate devastation that we're currently experiencing. And I think the World Peace and Prayer Day is something that's traditionally rooted in indigenous communities.
Dega wononda snigyaso agatayoni ononawaga nia ohio jonegano. And the translation of that is, my name is He Who Thunders, I am. And I'm of the Wolf Clan. And I'm of the people of the Great Hill, better known as Seneca. And I reside along the Allegheny, Ohio, the beautiful river in Jonegano, which we call Cold Spring, down in our ancestral territory. The shared responsibility is the water, and that we're here to encourage you for the protection of the waters. We're out of balance, but now we have these attacks that are made upon us by these fossil fuel industries and the natural gas industry. And then I honor our Mother Earth, and our Mother Earth is something, the common ground that we all stand upon. We're looking for something that we need, that bond and that connection.
Okay, what we're going to do next is we're going to invite you up. What we'll have you do is you can dip a small portion of the water and take the opportunity to speak to the water, physically speak to it, put your intentions into it.
My name is Davanna Schreiner. I live in currently Hayeswood. Well, this drum was made specifically for a sacred rite, and it is the first time that it is being brought out in public today. So, and I thought it was a very important event to do that at.
Hi, I'm Terry Supowitz. I live in Wilkinsburg. My claim to fame is that Wilkinsburg has a ban on fracking, and that's because of what I did. And I have a license that says H2O, life. Without clean water, we can't survive. So, and the fact that this is a connection to indigenous people, that's important to me.
We all take our left foot back and our hands to our belly button. And we say inner peace.
Inner peace.
And we take our right foot back and our hands out like this. And we say outer peace. You guys remember? All right, then you put your hands above your head.
Upper peace.
And we say world peace.
World peace.
Then we bring our hands to our hearts and we say one love.
One love.
It's part of a community gathering that we celebrate both peace and understanding, and part of that comes through sustainability. So I'm convinced that on our long scale development of this city, as we look at sustainability as a key component of it, it has many different factors of what that means. And today's march is a part of that. We have to realize that we're all in this together. The only way that you see that change happens is once we all gather together. Citizens, institutions, nonprofits, organizations, government, and corporations, to be able to say, this is our home and we need to take care of it.
The song translates to, earth is my body, water is my blood, wind is my breath, and fire is my spirit. So let's hit it!
That last voice was Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto. And you also heard the voice of activist Kevin May and the singing of Wheat Saline. That story was produced by the Allegheny Front's student intern, Jack Austin.